You have just reached Radio Free Harvard Cubao with Junet Sonido broadcasting from Cubao, Quezon City, Philippines. Welcome.
Hi there, this is Junet Sonido broadcasting from Cubao, Quezon City, Philippines, and you're listening to Radio Free Harvard Cubao.
Itanong mo is has a good call. Question and answer. Send it the question and we shall try to answer it.
In this podcast, we would have the tanungan or question portion, and we shall be answering question from my friend Moni, and let's listen to his question now.
Hi, I would like to know how much the fare is now in Metro Manila, like if I want to take the Jeep, if I want to take the bus, if I want to take the taxi, even the MRT. Can you please give me an idea? Thank you. Bye.
Thank you for the question, Moni. Let's start from the basic, but I must warn you first, I got these figures based on my own experience, and this may differ, the prices may differ from area to area. Okay, let's start. Tricycle. It would cost around 10 pesos to ride the tricycle from the station to any point in the neighborhood. Less if you take the tricycle from within the neighborhood to the station, of course. A tricycle is a motorbike with a sidecar, and it can seat two people inside, and one person riding beside the tricycle driver. Although in the provinces, what is odd is they actually fill up the top or the roof of the tricycle. So you actually have, that's around 4 persons inside the car itself, the sidecar. 2 at the back, that's 4, so that's 6. One or two beside the driver, that's 4, 6, 8. And one person on top of the car. So that's around 9. That's around 9 persons on a tricycle. Can you believe that? Next, we go to the Jeep. The Jeep was introduced in the Philippines after World War II. And it came from surplus army jeeps, which were converted into public utility vehicles. And today, it's almost a common sight. It is a common sight within the Philippines. And the Jeep would cost you the first set of kilometers would be around 750. So normally from Ayala, corner Ayala Bendia to EDSA, it would cost you around 750. And if you studied in Diliman, you'd know that there's a UP ECOT which goes around UP. I think this costs around 750 also. Interestingly, there is actually UP has actually expanded. There are new buildings. There are new routes. And they actually added another jeepney route, which is the UP Toki. So you have the UP ECOT and you have the UP Toki running counterclockwise. It's not bad. I think most campuses belonging to the University of Philippines have their own version of ECOT. I remember UP Visayas, we had only 2 jeepneys plying the route within the campus, and they call it UP Libot. UP Libot. And it had one interesting driver, because the driver looked like Andre the Giant, and he was nicknamed Andre, Manong Andre within campus. So you had in UP Visayas, a UP Libot Jeep driven by Manong Andre. Let's go to buses. Well, let's not go to buses, but it costs around 20 pesos or more to go from Ayala to Cubao and back again. You have 2 set of buses here in the Philippines. One is the aircon and one is the non-air-conditioned bus. Both are relatively smelly, so, and I don't usually ride the bus. The reason I don't ride the bus anymore is a metro rail train system, which travels EDSA from SM City up to Taft. And there is a station here in Cubao, it's called the Araneta Station, and there are several stations along the route. There's Taft, Ayala, Buendia, Guadalupe. What else? Guadalupe, then you have Shangri-La, Bonnie Station, and you have the Ortigas Station, and there's one station in Crame, Cubao, Camuning, Quezon Avenue, and SM City. So it's quite easier to go to Makati nowadays. And from Cubao or Araneta Center to Ayala, it's around 12 or 13 pesos. You can actually buy a stored value ticket for around 100 pesos, and you get one free ride with it. It's crowded, but clean, not smelly. Of course, no traffic unless the train system goes down And this happens when there is a trouble along the line or when there is a power outage. I recall it happened once every 2 or 3 months. The first time was when President Arap, well, actually it was his birthday at that time, and he declared that all MRT rides would be free, causing, you know, a lot of people queuing up and using the MRT. Unfortunately, the MRT bogged down at the Longkrame, and people were forced to go down and walk towards Cubao. Or, if you're more lucky, get a cab and go to Cubao. And we also have an LRT too, which goes from Santolan to Quiapo. Unlike the MRT, the LRT 2 is Korean made. It's bigger and it's now easier to go to Quiapo to buy excelente ham. And also, it costs around 12 to 13 pesos. It's fast, it's clean, and it's relatively cheap. Then, of course, you have the taxi. The taxi nowadays, the flag down rate is around 30 pesos. And from there, they'll take you almost any. Most taxis are now very clean, although there are instances where you actually ride inside a taxi that it smells or it's not properly maintained, but more often than not, they're relatively clean. Problems with the taxi only happens during, during Christmas time, when some of them become choosy and prompting authorities to put cops alongside the taxi stands to make sure they don't choose customers. And during the rainy season, wherein sometimes they also become quite choosy. The next type of ride is the FX. I'm also actually a habitual rider of the FX because I work in Makati. And an FX is basically an Asian utility vehicle. It's the souped-down version of a Range Rover or Pajero. It has more or less the same basic shape, a box-type shape of a Jeep. It comes in diesel or gas. It has no four-wheel drive. And it's made by Toyota, although several companies have come up with their own version of the FX. Of course, they don't call it the FX, they call it something else. You have the, I think Mitsubishi came out with one, and also Nissan or Isuzu came out with one. Okay, so from Cubao to Makati, it costs around 35 pesos to ride the FX. It's air-conditioned, it's a little bit faster, it can go into areas where buses cannot go. It's one of the main reasons why people during rush hour actually take the FX going to work. So it actually drops you off 2 or 3 blocks from the office. Very, very convenient. Yeah, but it costs around 35 pesos again. But for most people, or for people living further out of Manila or further out of Makati, let's say if you lived in, I think, Parañaque or maybe San Mateo, it costs more or less around 50-70 pesos. Okay, so that's the FX. And then we have the pedicab. Unfortunately, I haven't ridden a pedicab in a while. And that's that. I hope I answered your question. Feel free to send me a question again. Thank you and have a nice day.
Thank you for listening to the podcast. Feel free to drop in again. Your feedback is greatly appreciated. You can send your question, query, comment, rant, or suggestion via email or as an audio file attachment to radiocubao@gmail.com. That's radiocubao, one word, RADIOCUBAO @gmail.com. Or you can post your thought on the blogs. Some of the music provided tonight comes from the pod show PodSafe Music Network. Check it out at music.podshow.com. Thank you, and hope you have a nice day. Paalam! Oh, come on!